I was advising farmers on how to improve their production systems, feeding, you know, disease control and all that. But in the end, through my analysis, I realized it didn't make business sense because there were issues with the marketing. Fortunately, I would say, in 2003, at home in Rwanda, the constitution was enacted which gave room for women to be elected by fellow women in parliament. I didn't want to be a politician because I loved my work, but I was feeling constrained by the policies. When the mayoral seat fell vacant, Kigali, I think this time I was bold enough to step ahead and vie for it. Got it. And yeah, the journey continues now to the UN.
And can you describe a bit about why you're here today?
I'm here today to attend a very key meeting, and that is the high-level panel that was designated by the Secretary General to carry out an independent assessment on UN Habitat, is presenting its report and outcomes to member states and other partners to listen more to what the outcomes of the report and what member states are saying about it, but also to share with them what we've done as the UN and as UN Habitat. The UN, at the time, especially when I was mayor, was delivering as one and still does in Rwanda. And for us, that's a very key thing, because what is most needed on ground, especially when you are in urgent need, you need coordinated approaches. So it was really good that we worked with the UN, UN Women, UN Habitat, UNDP, WFP, around city development, planning, slum upgrading, youth empowerment, and women empowerment. But at that time, it was sectoralized. It was like with women issues, UN Women's Helping, with poverty, and so it wasn't like an integrated approach. And that is now the beauty of the 2030 Agenda. We need, as the UN, as a system, to build on that and come out with an integrated package. You have to be clear on who will lead the collaboration and why, then to what are the expected results, so that you're focused on the results and impact, and you have to be flexible and nimble as well written in the SDGs reform process to respond to the need rather than getting lost in your own power struggle. Three is to combine policy and resources.
What is the biggest roadblock in all coming together?
Need coordination within the UN, the coordination mechanism, be anchored within the knowledge-based agency, and that is UN Habitat. We are the lead in terms of policy, in terms of normative work expertise within the urban agenda. So, but that is not to say that we are everything. It is just to say that you have the core, the backbone.
What kind of assistance is required in order to make UN Habitat a reality across the African continent?
Through our collaboration with the African Union and the Regional Economic Commission, during the process of Habitat 3 process, the member states were really engaged, and we provided them with the policy and technical assistance to the extent that they developed a common African position on urbanization and human settlements, aligning it with Africa 2063 agenda. And that was endorsed by heads of state. So it's a very powerful political tool. They already have the commitment. Now what follows is implementation. Again, I have a very good example back at home. When I was elected mayor, at that time, government established a performance management mechanism, and central government we signed a performance management compact with the president. And now all government arms came to city level and district level to support us in implementation. And so assessment would be done at the end of the year. This is what we plan, this is, but mid-year, there would be follow-up, what is happening. So if it was funding limited or things changed, then people work together to sort out the problem and not just to blame or control or police. And it was amazing because it shifted us from politicking to actual doing, you know, business. And I want to think that using the SDGs, we can over time create such a mechanism. Can we create like a performance management compact system whereby it's okay, we have committed to this compact of 17 goals. How are we delivering on them? And then we work together to achieve the results. And in the end, we're going to be very proud of what we're getting. It's not going to be easy. I'm sure that there will be many failures together with success. But, you know, we learn from failure and move on.